Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Men reporter, Candace Hoffman, and as you can see, I'm standing outside the locker room of the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. I hope to get a word with the champ before his match.
Candace.
What's up?
Candace, right?
Yeah,
I remember. It's been a long, long time, but I still remember. So what do you want to talk about?
Tonight you face Derek Parks in a non-title match. What are your thoughts on this?
Derek Parks, DCP, is a talented man. But the fact is, he has been on a six-month losing streak. And he hardly deserved, and still doesn't deserve, a world title shot. I had to climb up from the bottom, from the depths of the WEWA. I had to crawl, scratch, and climb my way from the bottom rung to the top rung. And everybody thinks they can just walk in here and be handed title shots. The Spectre, Derek Parks, Mikey Morrison, they think they can make a little joke about me and get a title shot. It's not that easy. I work my ass off to get this belt back. I work my ass off to get back to the ring. And I'm not going to just throw away all my hard work. So some wannabe upstart superstar, if you can call them that, jump into the ring with me and get a shot at the belt that I earned with my blood, sweat, and tears.
From what our new GM has said, you'll be in a series of non-title matches until he's ready to take his belt back.
His belt? His belt? This is not his belt. This belt belongs to me. I beat him in the middle of the ring for it. 1, 2, 3. Clean. No controversy, unlike all his title wins. And now he wants to do everything in his power to discredit me as a champion and ruin my title reign. All because I busted up his little paper mache world that he has created for himself to rule over as the unkillable, unbeatable, unslayable dragon. Well, this isn't his little paper mache fabricated universe. This is the WEWA. And he's killable, all too beatable, and I slayed the dragon. And now the dragon has come back as a two-headed monster in his new post as GM.
What do you think of Mr. Righteous as GM?
He's an unkempt, unruly man who calls his employees faggots. First of all, not original. And certainly not the talk that a man in his position should be speaking. But hey, he's Rick Righteous. He's always been an undeserving jackass. The WEWA will be under his selfish, self-centered, self-righteous dictatorship for the next 60 days. And he wants all the attention on him. But I'm the champion. And that grinder, I will earn all that attention when I do something he has never done. Something he could never do.
What's that? Win the grinder?
That's right. I will enter the grinder as the champion. And I will leave as the champion after waging a war, a personal war, on all those who have wronged me this past year. I have not forgotten. I will not forget. No. I haven't forgotten that Sam Natus shaved the head of my best friend, Homeless Bob. I have not forgotten that Chris Ross has been trying for the last year to make a name by attacking me night after night. I certainly will not forget that the Spectre, Grimms himself, tried to interrupt my celebration after I won the title at Changes. Nor will I forget that the new Dynasty attacked me that very same night. And as for the rest of them, the Billy Rays and all the others who disrespected me and called me out, well, they're going to be on the tracks too, and this train is coming through. I will bust each and every one of them open, letting the disrespect flow from their heads and stain the mat. And I, yes me, I will be left standing tall in the middle of a flesh-covered cage, knee-deep in a pool of my retribution. and after they have all lived through that hell, I will be given the respect that I deserve. And just like I did with the world title, I will have done something that is a rarity in this company nowadays. I will have earned every drop of it. I will have earned their respect.
Only one man has ever entered the grinder as champion and won the whole thing. The odds are against you, Lee. Or are you as great as the Canadian fans think you are?
The odds? Screw the odds. The odds were against me ever wrestling again after Rick Regis busted up my knee. In fact, I was told it would never, ever happen again. But I beat those odds, and I came back. And when I came back, odds were all against me, rising back up through the ranks after so much time off. But I'm the champ, so it looks like I beat those odds again. The odds can be stacked against me, and they are. But I believe I can overcome them. Madison believes I can do it. These fans believe I can do it. And when you believe something, nothing is impossible. At Grindr, I will be the target, the prime target. I will be their prey. I will be hunted. But they shouldn't hunt what they can't kill. I refuse to die. I refuse to let my title reign end. And I refuse to let my dream be shattered again. I'm going to overcome the odds like I've done so many times before. And I am going to survive. Because I'm Lee Real. Not said.
There you have it, folks. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, promo.
Wow, Candace, what can I say about that fantastic interview other than I think Lee Real was actually talking with complete and utter emotion. But Lee Real is so focused right now on the grinder that one has to wonder if he's fully prepared for this man. That's right, it's TV time. As the NDW entrance music begins to play in the background, oh, pyrotechnics and Gold Bar stage, and out walks Sarah Richards, decked out in a black NDW t-shirt, miniskirt, and classic-style wrestling boots. Coming down the ramp, she turns and motions for her man, and there he is! It's the dirtiest player in the game, DCP! And tonight, he's decked out in his black NDW t-shirt, black carpenter pants, and black wrestling boots with the words DCP written down the side in red. Coming down together, listen to the crowd continue to get on the case of DCP, and oh my god, he's grabbing Sarah Richards by the hair, and he's jamming his tongue down her throat, smiling and wiping the spit from her mouth with her bare forearm. You can see the two making their way to the ring, and this crowd is just not letting up on DCP or Sarah Richards.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a non-title matchup and is scheduled for one fall and will have a one-hour time limit. Now entering the ring and being accompanied by the lovely and slutty Sarah Richards. He hails from Kokomo, Indiana, and is recognized by most as the dirtiest player in the game, a former three-time WWA World Television Champion. He is DCP, Derek Chicken Parr!
It's all about me, DCP.
What can you say about Derek Parks other than... What does he want? Oh, no. Hey, Righteous, haven't you done enough so far with this roster in one night? You killed Chris Ross, practically. Fans, whether we want to hear it or not, our general manager has appeared on the Ovaltron, and apparently he has something to say directly to DCP, and something tells me Parks isn't going to like what the GM has to say.
Go ahead and boo. Mentally challenged toilet wankers. I, your savior and messiah, Rick Righteous, general manager of the WEWA, appear before you now, not for your pleasure, but acting in my official capacity as general manager. This is not American Slut or one of those real-life HBO hooker documentaries. This is the WEWA. So until Sarah Richards can act like a mature woman and watch her mouth and respect the man that controls the very future of each and every one, she is not only banned from ringside, but banned from making any kind of appearance in any venue where the WEWA will appear. This is effective immediately. She must be gone. The fish odor has subsided already. Now ring the bell for the next match now.
And his opponent.
With the lights now out as dead as night here in the arena, the fans are getting on their feet in anticipation for our World Heavyweight Champion to make his entrance. Listen to them chant. My God, everybody in the world loves Lee Real. Lee Real is not only popular in Canada, folks. The people in the U.S., they love Lee Real too. As the spotlights converge on the ramp, becoming two beaming red orbs, one on either side of the curtain, out comes Homeless Bob and Madison side by side and taking their positions on the ramp. You can see Madison is dressed in, oh my God, a tight blue jean short skirt and an even tighter white baby tee. Good Lord, does somebody have a tissue? As the fans continue once again to chant, they're not letting up. The spotlight split again and through the curtain. There he is. Here comes Lee Real with the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship strap firmly around his waist. The pyrotechnics explode as the three pose at the top of the ramp and freaking formation. Here comes Lee Real towards the ring and slapping hands all the way down with all his fans. Lee Real finally settles in at the foot of the stairs. Unsnapping the world title, the champion climbs up onto the apron and motions for the referee to back DCP up into a neutral corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you've been chanting for a while, and here he is. But before we introduce the champion, let us introduce to you his friend. To my left, he is the man dripping in the stench of a thousand dumpsters, and he is called the Super Sidekick. He is the Trash Can Superman. Homeless, not homely, Bob!
Since acknowledging the bonds between Lee Real and Daryl Bazov, Homeless Bob has tried in vain to show Lee Real just how dangerous being friends with Daryl Bazov is. Lee Real has turned Bob's comments to the side. He's not paying attention to him, and Daryl also has done the same for the sake of the relationship. But one has to wonder, if Bob has a point with the grinder slowly approaching in 2 months, maybe Lee Real is just setting himself up for the biggest fall of his life.
And to my right, she is WWE's dominant diva, the brains behind the pain and mind behind the magic. She goes by the name, the lovely Miss Madison.
What can you say about Miss Madison other than she's got it all? She can sing, she can manage, she can be a valet, and she can interfere if she needs to. Lee Real is very lucky to have a woman like this by his side. But like all things, everything's got to come to an end. And if Lee Real can understand that, then he just might be able to hold on to that eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt when that time comes. I could be wrong, but you know what, folks? I'm not in the rumor business. So let's go to ring announcer Michael Stuffer as he introduces our World Heavyweight Champion.
And finally, warming up in the center of the ring, he weighed in at a slim, trim, jacked, stacked 252 pounds. He's from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and he is a man who went undefeated in the year 2005 and promised to do the same in 2006. The Canadian Wrestle God and your eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. There is only one absolute
With the seconds out of the ring and Lee Real's immortal words, enough said. And here we go! Quickly circling the logo, both men engage in a collar tie in the center of the ring, and that leads to a DCP hard knee to the stomach area, yanking the champion upward by the waist. Down goes Lee Real across the thigh of Derek Parks, courtesy of a tough love tilt-a-whirl backbreaker. Hard punch to the face of Real by Parks and hook and leg for a quick 1, 2, 3. No, Lee Real gets his shoulder up, and what was that? Hey, referee, that was a fast kick. count. I think I smell a screw job. But screw job or not, this match is gonna continue. Handful of hair forces Lee Real to his feet and tossing a champion into the ropes. Here comes Real on the rebound. Parks goes up for a high cross body block, as does Real, and both collide in the center of the ring with Real on the end. One, two, oh no, DCP got his shoulder up, and my God, was that close. Did you see Lee Real roll DCP up out of that cross body block, rotating up and nodding towards each other in approval? It appears this match has stalled into a stalemate, and listen to the WWE fans cheer with approval. They love the technical aspect of the wrestling that they do in the ring, but these people can also be very bloodthirsty. Circling cautiously over the logo and diving in for a second collar tie, it's time for Lee Real, who gets off with a side headlock. Off into a back hip toss goes the champion, and Lee Real appears to be slowing the pace down. Cranking on the ears, I'm not sure I like this idea of Lee Real. I mean, Derek Parks is one of the cheapest wrestlers in the business, and if you have to slow the match down, I think you're going to give Derek Cheap Shot Parks a chance to figure out how to not only deceive his opponent, but to cheat too. Parks now can't seem to shake the hold, and taking hold of Lee Real's tights, he's got Lee Real rolled over. One, two, shoulder on the referee. Now the referee saw Parks pulling the tights, and he just pushed Real back into a control position with the side headlock still intact, and the champion is once again in control of the action. Derek powers up as Lee Real continues to apply the side headlock and tossing a champion into the nylon. Here comes Lee Real across the logo. Parks charges hard and leaping into the air. Oh! Lee Real counters the high knee with a leg whip, and I think Derek Parks might have dislocated his kneecap. My God, look at Parks writhing in the corner in pain, and Sarah Richards looks very, very concerned. The challenger now cripples to his feet, favoring his leg, and looking back into the ring for Lee Real. Super kick sends Derek Parks down through the ropes and onto the back of his neck. And did you see him hit the small mat? Oh, my God! Lee Real just sent Derek Cheap Shot Parks into the railing, courtesy of a hard baseball slide. Did you see DCP ricochet off the steel under the bottom rope and driving his wrestling boots into the chest of Parks? You can hear the referee now telling Lee Real to bring the action back into the ring or risk disqualification. Lee Real now lifts a dazed and confused Derek Parks to his feet and pulling him up towards the apron. Now Parks versus the women. Real collides. Torso versus the women. Oh, shit. Did you see the reverse belly-to-belly suplex by Derek Cheap Shot Parks? And I don't think I've ever seen that move tried here in WWA outside a ring before. The referee is at 8 and diving into the ring. DCP beats the count of 10 and now rolling back outside of the ring. Parks now slides Real underneath the bottom rope, and DCP is following with the steel chair, and Parks is now telling the crowd that this one is over.
That's what happens when you fuck with DCP.
Placing the chair on the logo, DCP rips it into a sit-out slam, and did you see absolute Lee Real's back hit that steel chair? Here's the cover. One, two, shoulder up by the champion, and something tells me that Derek Cheap Shot Parks is going to have to kill Lee Real if he's going to walk out of Texas with a win. Off the canvas and into Derek's version of the Manhattan drop. He now calls the Indiana drop. You can practically see the champion was broken in half. And Parks is now pressing Lee Real's shoulders to the canvas for a fourth time. One, two, three. No, Lee Real rolls through the cover. And would you look at the irritation that is building up inside the eyes of the dirtiest player in the game. Folks, Lee Real does not look like he even knows where he is. But you know what? I know where he is, and he's on the receiving end of a jaw-shattering chin buster. It has to be it. One, two, three. No, Lee Real clears his shoulders up for a sixth time, and we're to listen to the fans start to get behind Lee Real. They want the Canadian Wrestle God to come through. They need him to, excuse my French, they need him to hulk up. Parks has snapped, and he's got a steel chair, and the referee is now warning him, but Lee Real is getting to his feet. He doesn't see it coming. Chair shot from hell misses the mark. Super kick by Lee Real, and down goes DCP to the canvas. And just like that, Lee Real has given himself a bit of breathing room. Lee Real is not all there, but he's dragging Parks to his feet and looping his opponent's arm over his head. Lee Real jerks upward with a surprise snap suplex. Reverse chinlock by the champion slows the pace down, and although Lee Real is now in control, you can see the pain on his face from the agony and pain and suffering that has to be shooting through his skeletal brain. Parks is not giving up, and he's fighting to his feet with Lee. chair over his face and chest, staggering to the opposite side of the ring. Wait a minute. Lee Real is going outside to the apron. What's he doing? He's not going to try to springboard across the ring. That's impossible. Nobody can do that. Pulling back on the ropes and flying through the air. Big Terminator ricocheting the chair into Derek's face. And Derek, Cheap Shot Parks is now gushing blood for WWA. Parks is out cold. Lee Real is dragging him into the center of the ring and shaking the cobwebs out. Lee Real climbs up to the top turnbuckle. He's going for his finisher. Jumping into the air. Light on the... What happened to the light? Fans, I can't see a thing, but there was definitely a collision in the ring. I think I hear a woman's voice. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's Sarah Richards, but she's banned from all WWA events. I don't know what's going on. The lights have come back on. And I think I just saw someone vanish through the curtains. Did anybody see who that was? I don't know who it could have been. Oh, my God. Homeless Bob is busted open. Madison has been knocked out cold. She's by my announcer's table. I didn't even see anything. Derek Parks. Oh, my God. He's covered in blood, and he's gotten to his feet, and Lee Real, he doesn't know which way is up. Lee Real is completely confused, as everybody else is in the Frank Irwin Arena, and Lee Real doesn't appear to know where he is. Oh, my God! GBU Stunner! GBU Stunner!
One, two, three!
This one is over, and I don't believe it! Lee Real has just suffered his first loss in, what, 12, 13, 14 months? And it's at the hands of CCP, Derek Cheap Shot Parks. The bell is ringing, and as Michael Stuffer enters the ring, Lee Real should be thanking his lucky stars that this one wasn't for his World Heavyweight Championship belt. My God, Derek Parks just defeated the World Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of this non-title bout by pinfall,
Derek Cheap Shot Parks!
Folks, please do not allow my comments about being shocked that Derek Parks has just pulled off the victory of the century. Don't let that lead you to believe that DCP is incapable of beating anybody here in WWA, at least in my eyes. All I know is that someone turned off the lights. Someone had to help DCP. And when Lee Real awakens, that someone is going to have to answer to our World Heavyweight Champion. We have one more break to take. And when we return, the steel cage above me will be locked into place. And Michael Morrison will be forced to defend his WWA Heavyweight Championship against someone who doesn't think he deserves a shot at that prestigious title. That man's name? It's the Spectre.
You can believe your eyes, Austin, Texas. It's me. It's the one. It's the only. It's the greatest. It's Matt the Hitman Fury. Okay, hold your applause down. I know you're clapping. I know you're cheering. I know you're screaming. Fury. 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 You never thought you'd see it, would you, WWA? You never thought you would lay your eyes upon the one, the greatest, the Hitman. But I'm here. And as the newest addition to your general manager's roster, I'm going to make a promise. You see, I've been waiting, biding my time, thinking about how I was going to do it for a long time. There's something that was started back in my days in the UTA when I went between being the UTA World Heavyweight Champion and when I had some of the greatest feuds with some of the greatest wrestlers in professional wrestling today, Ron Hall. Mr. Fantastic, the Spectre. Yeah, I'll remember those days, Spectre. And that is why, when I knew you guys were coming to Austin, months ago, I called the general manager, and I told him, I have some unfinished business. You're coming to where I live. Yeah, I'm right here in Georgetown, Austin. South Texas. I called him. And I told him, I'm Matt Fury. I'm the Hitman. I'm the greatest. I'm the former UTA World Champion. And I have some business to attend to. After some talking, He liked what he heard. He signed me. He signed me. You know why? Because I have the envisionment. I have the plan. I'm going to finish all of my unfinished business. You see, Spectre, you were happy when the UTA folded. You were happy whenever desire did not work out for the Hitman. Oh, you were happy once. You were running around prancing with your purple hair in your dreams, in your... Fuck! In your dreams! I'm your worst nightmare, and I'm here. You've been a thorn in my spine for a long, long time, Spectre. And now it's time for me to be a thorn in your side. Oh, yeah. We have some unfinished business, whether you like it or not. I know right now you're just cringing at the fact that one more time, the Spectre and Fury are going to end up in the same lane, in the same square circle, in the same auditorium, with the fans yelling, Fury, Fury, Fury. And the fans, when the Spectre walks out to his live show in his Depeche Mode, when they're screaming, faggot, 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 purple fucking hair. You're not looking forward to that, are you? Oh no. I wouldn't be either. You see, I'm here, and it's going to be done, whether you like it or not. Whether you sign a match with me or not, you will feel me. And this time it's going to be extreme. When it's all said and done, the smoke is cleared, the bodies have hit the floor, and one man rises above it all. You will know what it has been like, Spectre, one last time, to have felt the fury. If I can defeat you, no. That's all played out. If you can defeat me, Spectre, it'll be only in your dreams, because I'm your worst. You thought I was gone. You thought the Hitman was down and out for the count. You thought that you would never see him again, but you have and you will and you are. I'm coming. I'm coming on. I'll see you. Enjoy your night.